the last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
The bloody Hutch Kinahan gangland feud has been relatively quiet of late, thanks largely to the enormous effort of Gardaí tasked with policing the bitter rivals over the last 6 years or so. To date, it has cost 18 lives, mostly in Ireland, but also abroad. Many of those involved found themselves before the courts in recent times, and Gardaí say no stone will be left unturned in their fight against all those who have so far evaded justice. Two notorious criminals are back on the streets today after being released from prison over the past few days. Derek Hutch is one of them, and Stephen Breen, crime editor with the Irish Sun, joins us now. Tell us firstly, Steve, who is Derek Hutch?
Frank, Derek Hutch is the nephew of Jerry, the monk Hutch, and he's a very well-known and volatile and dangerous criminal. He has been serving a prison sentence, a 16-year sentence that he received for an armed raid in Lucan, in which one of his friends was shot dead by the Gardaí. That was in 2009. But he also served part of a 10-year sentence he received for being caught in possession with a gun and a silencer. Gardaí believed he was on his way to kill someone. And also, during his time in prison, a concurrent sentence he received was a 6-year sentence for manslaughter over an incident in which a man was killed in 2007. So he's very well known to the Gardaí. He's a senior member of the Hutch family. He's recognised as a senior member also of the Hutch organised crime group. His brother Gary was shot dead by the Kinahan cartel in 2015 when Derek Hutch was in prison. But also, since the start of the Kinahan Hutch feud, you know, he has lost his uncle Eddie, his cousins Gareth and Derek Coakley Hutch as well, as part of this ongoing gangland feud. And now it's a major concern for the Gardaí, because especially with his propensity for violence and his background in serious and organised crime, he's now back on the streets.
Well, taking all that into account then, how concerned, or should Derek Hutch be concerned for his safety now that he's back on the streets of Dublin? Because if he is, he certainly isn't showing signs of it, with pictures circulating over the weekend of him out enjoying the sunshine and having a few beers with his dad by the looks of it.
Yeah, well, of course he should be concerned, because on the 23rd of July, the Gardaí visited Wheatfield Prison just ahead of his release from prison. And they served him with the Garda Information Message form, which is the official way that Gardaí inform people that the guards have received information that there is a credible threat to someone's life. They then passed on security advice and information to Derek Hutch in relation to be mindful of a security and to take precautions. Obviously, there have been no murders in the Kinahan Hutch feud since January 2018. I mean, the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau have caused serious disruption, and also the other Garda detective units across the city who have brought people to justice, like Fat Freddie Thompson and Eamon Cumberton for murder. So, but the fact that Hutch received this official warning that his life was in danger, he should take very seriously, because although there have been no murders since 2018, you know, Gardaí continue to remain on high alert, because the feud is not over. The tension is still there. You have incidents of intimidation. Even innocent relatives associated with Hutch have been targeted online, have been targeted in the street. So the guards have kept a lid on the murders and have caused a lot of disruption. But there's always the possibility that someone connected to this feud could be targeted. But you still have someone like Derek Hutch who's out there, who's back home. And at the weekend, he's happy enough to stand in his front garden and enjoy drinks and socialise and meet with his family.
And how concerned, Steve, do you know, are the specialised Garda forces that have been set up to tackle this feud? How concerned are they that his return to the community is now likely to reignite that feud, especially if he seeks vengeance for his brother Gary's death? You mentioned that he was murdered in Spain in 2015, and many will say that that's what triggered off the feud in the first place. Or would those who have put a target on his back be foolish to come out of the shadows now with such a spotlight on them?
Yeah, well, that's the concern as well. I know when I spoke to a former investigator about his experience and his interaction of dealing with someone like Derek Hutchison, and he described him as someone who was very volatile, who showed utter contempt for rule of law and for any sign of authority, and someone who could be easily manipulated by others in terms of people telling him what to do or perhaps to get involved in criminality. He's now served a very lengthy sentence. He's now back in his community as well. He still does have support and associations in the north inner city, so that there is obviously a concern there because of his propensity for violence, his willingness who engaged in serious forms of crime, that he could seek vengeance, you know, for the murders of his family members. But the question also arises, does he have the capability, does he have the support network that perhaps the Kinahan cartel would have in trying to target him? Does he have the finances in trying to, you know, recruit people and to support him in any action he may or may not take against the Kinahan grouping? So it's just a waiting game at the moment, but certainly there is a lot of concern there because of who he is and because of his background.
You mentioned earlier, Steve, that he was told while serving that lengthy sentence in prison that there is a legitimate threat on his life. Do we know if he's going to get the same Garda protection afforded to his father?
Well, obviously, with his release, the guards are very concerned. They have informed him of this threat to his life. It's intelligence that the Gardaí have received. He has received notification of this threat. You know, the Gardaí have obviously increased the armed patrols surrounding his home in the north inner city. That there is always a very visible presence outside his home in the north inner city, and that relates to the two previous attempts to kill his father, Patsy, which the Gardaí thwarted by arresting, you know, nine members of a Kinahan cartel hit team who were planning to kill his father. So, you know, the guards will be conscious of the fact that there is a threat on his life, and I'm sure that security and the detail that has been outside his home will remain in place because of the serious threat against him.
Let's talk about another notorious criminal then, because today also marks the expected release from Portlaoise prison of Brian Rattigan. You may tell us about him and what level of risk he's potentially facing in the outside world, and what connection, if any, does he have to this feud?
Well, Brian Rattigan is without question one of the most notorious criminals in the world of gangland over the last 20 years. As a young man, he was at the heart of the Crumlin Drimna feud, in which over the period of 16 years, 16 men would go on to lose their lives. He was engaged in a very violent feud with Kinahan cartel member Freddie Thompson. He's someone also during his time in prison, he was serving a sentence. He was initially convicted of murder. He appealed that over the murder in which Declan Gavin was targeted, but he then appealed that successfully, and he was then convicted of Declan Gavin's manslaughter. So he has served a very long time in prison. He has been before the courts on numerous occasions. Also, during his time in prison for the killing of Declan Gavin, his former friend, and which ignited the whole Crumlin Drimna feud over drugs and money. He was also prosecuted as well. He got a 17-year sentence for running a huge drugs racket from his prison. The Gardaí searched his prison cell in 2013 and recovered a tick list of people who owed him money over $1 million. So it showed that, you know, despite his conviction, despite the fact that he was serving a very lengthy sentence for killing a man, he still was engaged in criminality. But the landscape has changed somewhat since he was in prison. You know, he would no longer have the same power and control as he had when he was a young man and when he went to prison. But still, you know, he is someone, because of his propensity for violence, someone who's very well versed in organised crime. There is a concern that he may once again get involved in crime. But he has indicated ahead of his release that, you know, he's no longer involved in organised crime. He wants to lead a normal life. So it just remains to be seen what happens to him, or if he indeed chooses to leave Ireland, as has been suggested.
And I was actually at that sentence hearing when, in mitigation, his lawyer put forward the proposition that he does claim that he's a changed man. He told the court not so long ago that he was going to turn his back on a life of crime when he's released. If that is his intention, would he not be better off to leave Dublin? How likely is that, I wonder?
Well, that is the possibility that might come about for Brian Rattigan. We understand that he has applied for a passport in recent months. I don't know if he's yet to receive that passport. There was an intention that he'd indicated to the people in the prison that he did decide, or he was intending to leave Ireland. Obviously, you know, he doesn't have the same clout that he once had, but the concern is that there are still people within the South Inner City, enemies that he would have made over the years because of the Crumlin Drimna feud, people looking to settle old scores, and that's why he had given this attention to leave Ireland. But again, it's only a few years ago that the Gardaí in Kevin Street had initiated an operation called Operation Respite, and that was in relation to drugs being sold in the Basin Street flats area. and the concern was there that associates of Brian Rannigan were engaged in drug dealing at his behest. So there is obviously still a concern that he may be involved in organised crime, despite him claiming that he's going to turn his back on organised crime. He's no longer involved in a feud with Freddie Thompson. And although he hasn't received any official notification he's under threat, the Gardaí and Crumlin are also mindful that because of who he is and his background, there could be an issue there concerning his safety. So it may be best for him if he does leave Ireland.
And you mentioned the enemies that he made during that bloody Crumlin-Drimna feud, and many of those now are associates of the Kinahan crime organisation, and that's obviously something now that he would be very concerned with returning to his own community in Dublin.
I think he has to be concerned with that, because when you look at his involvement with Freddie Thompson at the start of the Crumlin-Drimna feud, that was two organised criminal gangs, two young men who were leading both different criminal factions. But from his time in prison, you know, the Kinahan cartel, you know, obviously have built up this huge resource across the world. They are now one of the leading, you know, narco terrorist groupings in Europe at the moment. You know, they, and Brian Rannigan certainly, because he's been in prison for so long, wouldn't have the same resources, the logistics, the capabilities, and the finance available. You know, if he wanted to recruit people to his ranks for engagement in serious crimes, so he will have to be very concerned because of the reputation that the Kinahan cartel have now. And obviously, I'm sure he's relieved that his old enemy, Freddie Thompson, is now serving life for murder. But there are others associated with the Kinahan cartel who would have been involved in that Crumlin-Drimna feud who are still around and still active in organised crime. So it's a different landscape now from when Brian Rannigan first went into prison.
OK, Stephen Breen, crime editor with the Irish Sun. We'll have to leave it there.